USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Four law enforcement officers dead, at least four others injured. That after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper offering his condolences Monday night.
It reminds us of the fact that these officers every day when they go out, whether they walk up to a car, whether they serve a warrant, violence can happen to them.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg police authorities say the officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home on Monday when a suspect opened fire. Cleanup efforts continue after deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest, the immediate priority was ensuring the safety of the tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old, one of four people killed in Oklahoma, damage in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. A COVID-19-era hospital requirement ends this week. According to the CDC, hospitals are no longer required to report information pertaining to admissions, occupancy, and other indicators of possible system stress from respiratory diseases to federal officials. NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service set to undergo a price increase just ahead of the Summer Olympics. USA's John Schaefer.
Starting July 18th, the monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will rise by $2 to $7.99 for new subscribers. Additionally, the mostly ad-free Peacock Premium Plus will see a price hike to $13.99 per month. Existing subscribers will see the price hikes take effect in August.
This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Supreme Court is rejecting former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro's bid to stay out of prison. The High Court Monday denied Navarro's emergency request to be released from prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. It's the second time the court declined to keep Navarro from serving his four-month sentence. Elected officials will not be getting special treatment at airports. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings, a move criticized by the TSA, which opposed it, citing an unnecessary burden on the workforce.
A recent study by the American Medical Association reveals individuals suffering from long COVID are at a higher risk of mental health issues. The study found that those with long COVID were twice as likely to face depression, anxiety, and disabling fatigue compared to those without. Some NFL pregame shows are going through significant changes. At CBS, the NFL Today is seeing former quarterbacks Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims stepping off the set. They'll be replaced by former QB Matt Ryan and Hall of Fame defensive end J.J. Watt. Meanwhile, at ESPN, The Athletic reports that former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce is joining the Monday Night Countdown program. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.